This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
And good Sunday morning to you. Another edition of Healthy Matters underway with your host, Dr. David Hilden. Pretty exciting time. Your guests and I were talking back in the CCO kitchen about what an exciting time this is, and we're going to talk about that today. In fact, we're going to be doing a special show, I think, at that particular exciting place, aren't we?
We are, Denny. Thanks a lot. Good morning, everybody. Excuse me. I've got a thing in my throat.
Well, you're excited.
Yes, that's exactly it. I hope everybody's safe on this beautiful January or February day. There's a little bit of snow on the ground. If you are indeed listening up here in the Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa area, if you're listening in Miami, I'm jealous. Thank you for tuning in, though. We are going to talk today about a new era in, I'm going to use the word ambulatory care, although somebody told me a while ago that they didn't know what ambulatory meant. And so, you know, that's maybe not a good word. In medical terms, you're an inpatient or you're an outpatient. That means you're in the hospital or you're in the clinic. And ambulatory is a term for, you know, if you think about it, you can ambulate, you can walk. And so this is basically outpatient type of care. It's the clinics and the related services that you get outside of the hospital. And so that's what it is. And we're going to talk about that because as most regular listeners know, if you've been listening with your ears open the last several months, you have heard me say a number of times that on March 26th, it's a big day in healthcare in Minnesota when Hennepin Healthcare opens up its new clinic and specialty center in between Chicago and Park Avenue on 8th Street in downtown Minneapolis. And for those of you who have been around the downtown area and seen it, you have seen a parking lot become a beautiful new facility. It's 6 stories high. It covers darn near the whole city block. It's a beautiful building with undulating glass front on it, and so that is our new clinic and clinic and specialty center. We're going to talk a little bit about what we have done to make your clinic and your specialty services better. And you're thinking, what are you talking about? Well, to put in a building of that size and of that scope of practice really does change the way we deliver healthcare. Now, right now, you might think of your little clinic out and you park in front of it and it's a little storefront and you go in there and you come out and whatever you're used to in your clinic, we're doing something different in downtown Minneapolis at Hennepin. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. And I do want to tell people right off the bat, if you don't remember it, if it's not circled on your calendar, March 17th, St. Patty's Day is an open house for the new clinic and specialty center. It's open to you. And that is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., that late morning, early afternoon. If you want to go see what the new building looks like before you're sick, before you're going to a doctor's visit, before you're going for your colonoscopy, maybe, you can come check it out. It's at an open house that's available to the whole community on March 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And yes, indeed, there's underground parking. So to talk about the building, which will open for patients on March 26th, I have two of the Hennepin leaders who are responsible for this place. And maybe they're not responsible for it, but they're but their job is to help us implement a complex medical operation in a new facility. So I'm going to introduce them, and then I'll have them tell us a little bit about themselves. First of all is Dr. Jeff Morkin. Listeners of the show might remember Jeff. He's a colorectal surgeon, but he is not here to talk about colorectal surgery today. Jeff is the senior medical director of our new facility. Dr. Morkin, good to have you back on the show.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
I'll introduce Molly Jacques next. Molly is the senior director without the word medical in front of it. Yeah, Molly is the senior administrator who is responsible for operationalizing, if we say, the new building. Molly has not been on the show before, but great to have you on the show. Thanks for being here, Molly.
Good morning. Thank you.
Let's start with you, Molly. Tell me about your job. What do you do at Hennepin? What does the senior director do?
That's a big question. Well, some of my main duties, I work with all of the clinics going into the new building. There's about 26 clinics, and I work with about 17 management and all of their employees. And my main areas of responsibility are making sure that the staff have what they need to do their job, that all of the workflows are, you know, standard, that they're supporting high-quality care. I'm constantly monitoring the patient experience, quality metrics, et cetera. So essentially, you know, you use the word operationalizing. It's a very big word, but for me, it sort of encompasses, do people have what they need in order to do their jobs? And does it support our mission in terms of making sure that the patients have exceptional care?
So this building, as I've been saying, opens on March 26th, but the planning, I bet, started a long time ago. When did, and I haven't like prompted Molly for what I was going to really ask her much, but when did you start planning for to move into our new facility?
So I've been at HCMC about 8 years, and I've been in this role with Dr. Morkin, you know, a little over two. About 5 years ago, the organization started their planning on the new building, and they did what was called a 3P event or a P3 event. Where they went out and looked in the industry, toured many new buildings, asked our patients to help us design what a structure would look like to support a really patient-centered experience. And what happened then is I was working at one of our community clinics, the Whittier Clinic, which has a large family medicine residency program. It's a similar building design to the new building. And they came out about 3 years ago and said, would you take this, you know, concept and build workflows to help prepare this new building? And so it was a complete privilege. We have two patient advisory councils at the Whittier Clinic. And so we started doing sort of week-long events where patients would come in and we would break apart the patient visit. We started with just the check-in process. And they told us everything that they liked about our process and everything they didn't like, down to the element of, we want you to introduce yourself so we make a more meaningful connection.
So patients told you that?
Correct. And so then what we did was we wrote down to support training for the staff step by step what that ideal patient experience would look like from the perspective of the patient. And so we started training at Whittier, testing, et cetera. And then when I moved into this position, we had 26 more clinics to train. And so then we had to sort of customize as appropriate for all of our specialty clinics, and each population is a little bit different in their needs. So we took that standard and then we sort of iterated as appropriate 26 times.
Wow. What you said there, you used the word patient a lot of times. You said patient advisory council. You asked the patients. That strikes me as something that maybe wasn't so present in healthcare in past generations, where facilities were designed and work processes were designed to make it so that I was comfortable. I'm the doctor. to make it a little bit more clinic centric, if you will. You know, the patient, you know, what you want is maybe a little bit less important is what the healthcare system wanted. And it sounds like what you've done, even from the beginning, mm-hmm. is you've really asked people, what they want about their clinics.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really good process, and it's been going. Are you looking forward to late March when this thing opens? Is your job done then? Are you going to go off to a beach in Bali and just hang out then?
I think I need to take at least one PTO day, but yes, it's just a joy.
Molly's going to take one day off. I love that. So for the, you know, most of you don't know Molly, but I do. I've seen her at the at Hennepin. All over the place. She and Dr. Morgan are sort of the face of what of a lot of this change. And I got to tell you that she deserves more than a day off. She is absolutely phenomenal. So, Dr. Morgan, you're a colorectal surgeon. I have a rectal polyp, or I need my surgery done on my colon. I'm calling you. That's a good idea. Why are you doing this? So you are now taking moving on from, well, not moving on, you're still operating, but how did you get involved in this, and why does it matter that we have a surgeon involved or a doctor involved?
I think it's very important that you have a physician involved in this type of work because, so Molly and I are what we call a dyad pairing, an intentional grouping of a doctor and an administrator. This is Molly's full-time job. It's my part-time job, and they're physician leadership is, as you know, is a difficult thing. Doctors don't.
It's like herding cats.
Correct.
To try to get a bunch of doctors to do the same thing.
Exactly. So they don't like to be told what to do. And so that's the finesse of this, is how do we get everyone to understand that we're going in the same direction and then figure out how we do that together. And so I guess I got into this. I was doing this on a much smaller scale in only the surgery clinic. And then it kind of evolved, and I've just always been of the opinion that I would, instead of just complain about things, I would rather get in and try and be a part of the solution.
I love that.
Evolved.
And I'm only kind of kidding. Well, frankly, I'm not kidding at all. Doctors, it is like, I'm one. It's like herding cats. And that might be great if you're a patient with a good personal relationship with your doctor and things are going great, but when you lack sort of standards of how things ought to be done, you might love your doctor in your clinic room, but if it's in a chaotic system of care, that isn't good. And so trying to get doctors to kind of all get on board, I'll bet, is a fairly decent task. I should say that the 400 some doctors and a couple hundred advanced practice providers of Hennepin are the best there are. We do great care. We've been doing great care this whole time, but what we've lacked, maybe if you will, is sort of a coordinated effort in our clinic and in our outpatient surgical services. So I want to talk to you more about why we're doing this, and more importantly, what patients can expect when they come, because it's still great care, but now we're going to talk about how your experience in a clinic will be different.
Very good. Let's take a break. If you want to join in the conversation, we always welcome your phone calls and text messages. 651-989-9226. Text number is 81807. In the Twin Cities, current CCO temperature reading 17. We're going for 31 later today. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters here on 830 WCCO. Again, we welcome your phone calls, your text messages, and Dr. Hillen, what I failed to mention, your tweets.
Your tweets. You can tweet me a question. I'm looking at my Twitter feed right now. You can do that at Dr. David Hillen. The DR stands for doctor, or could stand for my first and middle name's initials, but we'll go with Dr. David Hillen is my Twitter handle. If you put the hashtag Healthy Matters, then you're super cool. But you don't have to do that. You can just send it to me at Dr. David Hillen. You can send me a little question. You just have to be brief about it because, you know, there's a character limit. We are talking with Molly Jacques and Dr. Jeffrey Morgan. They are the dyad partners. One's a surgeon, one's an administrative leader, who are helping us out with our new clinic and specialty center, which opens March 26th. 2018, just a few weeks away, which is, I'm sure, keeping these two up at night. We're talking about not just a building. We're talking about what it's like for you as a patient to get care when you have to go to the doctor, or when you have to go get a surgery, or when your child has to go. And on that note, I'm going to read you a text message, and I'm going to ask you the question about how we are making care better for our patients. And I'm going to start it off with this. Somebody says, From the text line, my daughter drives 42 miles to take my grandson to Dr. Cutts at HCMC's awesome pediatric clinic. She can't wait to start bringing him to the same great caregivers in the beautiful new building. Thank you for that, texter. Dr. Cutts is a fantastic pediatrician. And one of the clinics we're putting in there that's in the new building is indeed pediatrics. But what the point that I like about what this text message said is that they've been getting great care all these years. What's going to be new about the new building? Why? How are we taking already good care and making that patient experience better? Molly, do you want to start with that?
Sure. Well, as a mom of two, I can completely appreciate the need to try to have everything sort of in one place to minimize the running, the limited time that you have to try to get care for your kids. And you're right, Dr. Cutts is a phenomenal pediatrician. The pediatric area in the new building, it's just beautiful. It's such a welcoming space for kids. They put a lot of thought into it, a lot of patient input about how to make it very patient and family-centered. It's also co-located by a lot of specialties. So there are a lot of specialists that come into the pediatric clinic. They really bring the services to the patients, urology, pulmonary, et cetera. And in the building, you can imagine that they refer patients out to some other subspecialties, therapies, and allergy. I have a hockey player who's got a lot of skin conditions. He's a goalie because of all of his equipment. And if you can imagine, you're just going to have a very easy experience as a parent. You'll get referred to someone just sort of down the floor and throughout the building. If you want to get your care all in one day, there are a lot of options for families. You can try to coordinate back-to-back appointments, and we have really tailored the patient experience to allow for that and flexibility within appointments.
So now if this grandmother or mother wants to take their son to the pediatric clinic, they can do that. But if they want to go to allergy, it's kind of scattered. You know, we've got John Sweet. He's been on the show 100 times. You know, Dr. Sweet's a great allergist, but he's not exactly right next door to the current pediatrics clinic. But in the new clinic and specialty center, Dr. Sweet's clinic is just a couple floors below. You know, it's all under the same roof. How is a patient going to, what are you doing to help patients with that process of navigating what's a large building, but it's pretty easy to get around? And how are they going to go from one clinic to the next? Are you sort of coordinating that?
Mm-hmm. So there's a patient experience. It's almost modeled after the experience you have in the airport. And we're using technology called...
You're not going to pat people down, are you?
No. There's none of that. We welcome all.
Not that part of the airport.
Yes, sir. No. You threw me there. I'm sorry.
No, but they do move people through pretty well.
Yes, they do. So you're going to come into the facility, and there will be sort of a check-in, a typical registration desk on every floor. The example we just gave, pediatrics is on the third floor, so are the therapies, allergies on the first floor. So if I could envision that I had an appointment with my pediatrician and then shortly thereafter I needed to go and have some allergy shots, what I would do is I would check in on my respective floor and they would print out for me what's called a patient itinerary, just a piece of paper. They would check me in for my appointment, and it's very intuitive the wayfinding in the building. You either go right or you go left, and you sit in these shiny, sunlit waiting rooms, and I would have my appointment. And then when I'm done, I keep this piece of paper, this patient itinerary, and I can go to the cafe, get a coffee, whatever's needed. And then you go back to the front area, the registration zone, and there you'll see these sort of computer screens. And you'll go to your respective floor and you just scan it. And that signifies to your care providers that you're now here and you're ready to be seen for your next appointment. So we really try to give patients options, make it flexible for them, and sort of seamless so they don't have to get back in line again. We know that can be, you know, an arduous process, although we're committed to not have lines in this building. It's going to be so efficient, but that's what the new experience will be like.
So I've been on all the floors. There are registration desks on every floor. So if I'm parking at the underground parking ramp, you can go directly to your floor.
Yes, that's the preferred mechanism. So The eye clinic is on the fourth floor. You just go straight up to the eye clinic, and all those staff will be trained to check you in, make all of your checkout appointments. But you can check in on any floor that you'd like. So, again, you'll have options.
Perfect. We're going to talk after the break about some of the procedural things that we're going to be offering there. We're going to talk about the gastroenterology lab, where you get to have the best day of your life for your colonoscopy. That's a good day, isn't it, Danny?
I like the way you couch that.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to talk about not only that, but we're going to talk a little bit about the cancer center. We're going to talk about the same-day surgery facilities. So we're talking about the clinic and specialty center in a new era of care coming to the state of Minnesota. The grand opening is March 26th, 2018, just a few weeks from now. We're going to take our first patient. But I want to alert you to a website. I want you to go to hcmc.org/open house. That's easy. hcmc.org/open house, and get a little bit more information about what event we're doing on March 17th. Think St. Patty's Day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have an open house. Mark your calendars. Bring your family. Bring your kids. There might be a 7-foot-tall St. Bernard there. Bernie might show up. You never know. There might be some food there. In fact, I know there will be. There's going to be some refreshments. You can take some tours of the building. We're going to let you operate all the equipment in the OR. No, I'm kidding about that. I'm looking at Dr. Mark, and he's going to say, you're just going to let people like play with this equipment? No, I'm sorry. You can't do that. But we are going to take you through through the building, look at some of the areas, kind of kick the tires a little bit, and check out what a new facility looks like. If you want more information on that, go to hcmc.org/open house. And then one more little kind of housekeeping things before we go to the break. As always, I encourage you to go to the website that's associated with this show. It's called myhealthymatters.org. It's all one word. Just take the words Healthy Matters and put my in front of it, myhealthymatters.org. That's the site that I maintained for this show. I'll be putting some links to what we're talking about today. If I can convince Molly and Dr. Morgan to let me take their picture, and maybe I'll put those up on the website. So certainly go to that website. And then there's one more number I need you to remember, and that's if you want to see one of our physicians or our providers at the new clinic. As always, it's 612-873-6963. Or if you're more alphabetical inclined, it's 612-873-MYMD.
Very good. We head to the break. We have another half hour of the show to go, so if you want to get involved, two ways to do it. Call us, 651-989-9226, or you can send a text, like some folks have done, 81807. In the Twin Cities, sunshine later today, right now, 17 degrees.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin County Medical Center, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Law with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin County Medical Center, with more Healthy Matters.
Again, good morning to you. Welcome to the second portion of Healthy Matters on this Sunday morning, presented every Sunday by Hennepin Health. We enjoy your company. Thanks for joining us, either by phone or by text. Let me give you the phone number before I throw it back to Dr. Hilden. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. You can send Dr. Hilden a tweet as well, if you like.
You can tweet me at Dr. David Hilden, and we can answer your questions that way as well.
And for folks joining us a little bit late, maybe who did you bring with you today?
Thank you, Denny. We're talking about a new era in clinic and specialty care at Hennepin. And with me, I have the senior dyad partner. That means these are the leaders who are helping us to implement it. They weren't the ones who actually were swinging the hammers and welding. But they have a very large role in getting our clinical operations up to speed in our new facility, because as we all know, a facility is only a building. That's all. It's a beautiful building, but it gives us a chance to talk about what could be better in healthcare, and we're trying to address all of that in from a patient's perspective. We're trying to address all of that in our new building. So that senior team is Dr. Jeffrey Morkin and Molly Jacques. Just real quickly, thanks for being back on the show. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. A little bit about the building, which opens on March 26th, that we didn't do in the first half of the show. And then I want to talk about some specific services, the specific kind of specialties that you can get there. But a little bit, how big is this place? Tell me just a little bit about it. Jeff, you want to take that?
Sure. This is a six-story building. Takes up basically the majority of a single block right downtown. Some of the stats are it's 377,000 square feet. We have 363 exam rooms. That's 15% more than we've had combined. Then we have a total of 26 different clinics and specialties within that building. And the really great thing is we've got right now we have 26 clinics in about five different buildings across multiple blocks downtown, making it difficult to go from the allergy clinic to the surgery clinic. You know, that's many blocks apart. And so we're going to optimize geography here and put them, all these 26 are coming into one building, underground parking. You can come right up. All your care can be coordinated in that building with much better for patients.
That's really cool. I can vouch for that. We're scattered across four or five city blocks now, and all these specialties will be under one roof. There's primary care there. Both the women's health and OBGYN, there's primary care for pediatrics, there's primary care for adults in the medicine clinic. There's all the specialties of medicine, cardiology, pulmonology, rheumatology, you name your ology, we got you covered. But there's a couple things that we haven't really talked about so much here. You know, a big portion of what we do at Hennepin, and people maybe don't know this, eye care, for instance. So we have a brand new vision clinic in the new place. Say something about that, if you would. Molly, you want to do that? Or Jeff, are you going to do that?
Sure, I'll take that.
Okay.
So there are a few areas that have some particular attention for growth that were designed into plans for the building. Ophthalmology or eye care, ENT or ear, nose, and throat, and dentistry. And so those areas have had significant demand for their services. But that group of specialties requires big, expensive equipment that's bolted down to the floor. And so you got to have certain rooms that you can use to do that. They were all out of rooms. They could have hired more doctors, but they would have had nowhere to work. So now we're massively, significantly expanding the number of rooms and equipment, and then we can hope, you know, meet the demand that's out there. So there's an intention in those areas.
That's cool. That's struck me. That's all the stuff that's above your jawbone. You know, we've got the Delta Dental Oral Health Center at Hennepin, and I know our dentistry people really well. In fact, I just saw Mary Syro, the chief of dentistry, just the other day, and at the same time I was with Tony DeAngelis, the former chief of dentistry. At the same time, dentistry is a huge portion of what happens at Hennepin. Mostly, what our general dentists do are some kind of higher risk dentistry things, but we have a pediatric dentistry clinic at the new building that is open for you and your children. I was in the pediatrics dental clinic. I don't know, did one of you guys design the color scheme in there?
I give all the credit to Dr. Syro and team. It's the loveliest place I've ever seen, with fuchsia, you know, seats, green, the artwork. It's very calming and fun, if you could even say that.
It's for your kids. Honestly, this isn't some drab, you know, clinically looking, smelly place.
No.
You know, go in there. Literally, the dental chairs for the kids, they're bright colors, and the artwork on the wall is kid friendly.
Correct.
You know, I don't know if going to the dentist is anybody's idea of the greatest time, but I'm telling you, it's at least as good as possible, and for your kids and your families. And I encourage you, if you have a child, you want to go from people who are the experts at children's dentistry. And you know what? The dentists at Hennepin teach the next generation of dentists. We have a pediatric dentistry training program, and you're not going to get the person training on you, but you need to know that the people, your dentists, are literally teaching Minnesota's next generation of dentists. So that's in the Delta Dental Oral Health Center. The eye clinic, you know, I was in there. This blew me away. There's a whole optical shop in there, so you don't even have to go elsewhere to get your frames and the like when you're done.
Correct.
Say a little bit more about the eye clinic.
So I'll chime in, and then Dr. Moore can please add anything. So the optical shop, we have an optical shop at present, but it's tucked away. So we have two different eye clinics at present on the campus, and to Dr. Morgan's earlier point, they're blocks apart from one another. You can get your contacts, you can get your glasses, a myriad of services. It's incredibly convenient, but it's not well known. And so in the new building, it's very prominent. It's on the fourth floor, all glass windows, and it will be open, obviously, during the hours of operation of the building. The eye clinic is open a little bit beyond normal clinic hours, roughly until 7 o'clock. And so we really hope the public, patients, et cetera, will leverage not only the eye care services for routine care, et cetera, but also take advantage of this beautiful optical shop.
Yep. I have a personal story on, and it wasn't even Hennepin at the time, but I actually had my eye operated on in what is currently HCMC in 1967. I was just a baby. And I have been going to the eye clinic for 50 years. And it is, in the current location, it's been the best eye care for years. And in my case, literally decades, but now it's going to have actually a facility to match. So there will be eye care there as well. I want to just briefly mention, the Wanzack Family Breast Care Center. Women and men both who have to get, your breast cancer screening. And your mammogram is what I'm talking about here. I can't think of anything maybe more stressful, or at least patients have told me, is when it's a hassle. You know, if your doctor says you have to get your mammogram and it's 2 weeks away and it's three buildings away, and then there's a lump or something, and then the waiting, it can be worse. And so the Wanzack Family Breast Center in the new facility is one of the highlights of the place. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. The radiologist is on site. We have state-of-the-art CAT scan screening or CAT scan facilities, MRI. We have at the Breast Care Center, which is right there on the first floor adjacent to the cancer center, it will be very convenient to get your mammogram, to get your results quickly, and to have expert radiology help right on site. Not only that, we're going to have a wide bore. That means a little bit bigger size, 3 Tesla MRI. So, no, I'm not talking about the Tesla cars here, Denny. He's thinking, wow, you're going to have Tesla cars? No, that is how we measure MRI machines. And this one is literally the most state-of-the-art MRI machine that will be in the state of Minnesota. And it's in the clinic and specialty center. So I want to talk a little bit about that. That's really important. Okay, Dr. Morgan, colonoscopies, you do these for a living, don't you?
I do.
So this is the guy at the business end of, or the other end of the colonoscope. I think it's something that we could do better as a society in making sure that people get colon cancer screening. One person, her name is Betty, she texted in and she said, and that's why I'm bringing this up, thanks for mentioning colon cancer, because on Flag Day, June 14th, Betty's going to be a 12-year survivor of colon cancer. So we're going to be offering this in the new facility. Say a little bit about colon cancer screening.
First
would
of
you?
All, congratulations, Betty. And we are going to be offering a full array of outpatient endoscopy, meaning scopes for upper problems and for lower problems. And we have a full team of gastroenterologists as well as a colorectal surgeon who are available to perform routine screening as well as some more diagnostic and therapeutic things. And it's a beautiful facility that is just designed to optimize the patient flow through the system and how it's all laid out. It's really nice.
If you need a colonoscopy, if you haven't had one, if you're aged the tender age of 50 years old or higher, and with some exceptions, but generally if you're roughly 50 years old or higher and you can't remember if you've had a colonoscopy or it's been a great long time, I do want to encourage you to schedule your colonoscopy. And if I were you, I'd call 612-873-MYMD and schedule it. You can go through your regular doctor and just say, I want to get my colonoscopy done, or just call 612-873-6963.
Very good. Let's take a quick break. We have more show to come. If you have a question or comment, 651-989-9226. Send a text like some folks are doing at 81807. In the Twin Cities, partly cloudy skies, CCO temperature reading 15. And welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters, heard every Sunday morning here on CCO at in the 7:30 hour. Here again is Dr. David Hilden and his guest.
Thank you. Thank you, Denny. We are using this hour intentionally to just kind of highlight a lot of the services that we're providing. And, you might, you know, so there's not a specific topic. I'm really thankful that Molly Jacques and Jeff Morgan have been able to come in here and just sort of highlight new, not new buildings, because we're talking about our new building, but really the in the context of the new building, some of the services we offer. And before we get off colon cancer screening, is it February or is March colon month?
It's March is colon cancer awareness month, and it's really important that people are aware and get out and get properly screened, because this is a preventable and treatable disease, and 1 in 20 people will be affected by colon cancer in their lifetime, so it's relatively common. And you know, so everyone jokes about it, but kind of what I say is, you know, you're going to get some of the drugs that are going to make you feel as good as you've ever felt. You get to go out for probably the best breakfast of your life afterwards. And
guilt-free, you can eat whatever you want.
And then you get to go home and take a nap.
Okay, so this is kind of a funny thing. My wife isn't a vegetarian, but she's a healthy eater. She eats really healthy. After her colonoscopy, we'd come out of there, and she wanted to go to a drive-thru at a fast food restaurant and get a big old greasy burger. I think we did that. In 30 years of being together, I don't recall her ever wanting to do that, and that's what she had after her colonoscopy. Yeah. You can eat whatever you want. No, but, you know, Dr. Morkin's a nice guy, but he's also a surgeon. He also does colonoscopies as long as the other gastroenterologist. But let me tell you this. You want to visit him for your colonoscopy so he doesn't have to operate on you later on. So, colon cancer is treatable. It is treatable. So get your colonoscopy. A couple other things. Integrative health. This is something that Hennepin's been doing since the 70s. Integrative. It used to be called alternative health or complementary. I think the term that's maybe more encompassing is integrative health. What integrative health services are going to be offered? Molly, do you want to take that?
Sure. So the integrative health program at HCMC, not just in the new building, but across the entire system, includes services like acupuncture, our chiropractors, and in the new building, they also have physical therapists who work alongside with them. This is a adjunct service to support, you know, primary care, pain management, et cetera. And every primary care that we think it is so important and it is so popular to the community, every primary care clinic that we have put up in the community has acupuncturists and chiropractors on site, and they are so busy.
Some of them have been on the show. We've had some of them.
Great. Well, they have a very prominent spot in the building as well. There are a lot of referrals that come in back and forth between our traumatic brain injury program, neurology, et cetera. So, yes, they will be in the building, and we're very excited to have them there.
And I remember a woman, Pat Culleton, started off integrative health at Hennepin. She was a pioneer in that, and it probably was a little different back in the 70s, but Hennepin was one of the first major urban teaching hospitals to do integrative health, and we're still doing it, and we're doing it really well today. So if you are interested in that, again, the number is the same, 612-873-6963. I think we have a lot of these questions I'm asking you, they're coming off the text line. Somebody actually called and or texted in wanting to know about integrative health. So I'm using the listener's text to kind of jump off on some things. But here's one. This person might be a little bit tongue in cheek, but I love this question. So does that snazzy new building come with a bar and cigar lounge? Are you putting that
in? I advocated pretty hard for that, but Molly.
I'm sure it was just one of the last things that got cut out of the building.
Right. Yeah,
it is kind of funny because, you know, we do joke about that. When you've got a finite amount of space and you got 400 or 500 doctors and specialists and this, that, and the other thing, everybody's kind of vying for space, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. There is a cafe that's going to seat 80 people in the place, but sorry, I don't think the cigar lounge is going to be there as much as Dr. Morgan probably want to put that in.
You know, the interesting thing about space, though, and Dr. Morgan, you could chime in, is that's one of the fundamental principles of the building, is that it's flexible. It is intended to be flexible space, and you'll see that reflected even in the signage. So as opposed to a clinic saying, you know, pediatrics or medicine, et cetera, they have a number sequence so that they are intended to be very flexible. If one day we have more providers of a certain discipline that are there, the building is standard enough with standard equipments that we can sort of flex up or down to allow it to be utilized by all the specialists. So that's a big change from our current environment, is to really make sure that we're optimizing all the space.
One of the things that we haven't mentioned much, but is important to me at least, is a healing environment. And we have some great artwork on the wall at the hospital where I work, but you know, some of it I've been looking at for a long time. I think you got some new artwork in the new place, right?
Correct. Don't quote me. I want to say over 650 pieces of artwork. I believe there was a lot of community engagement. They just started putting it up. There's a piece of artwork in every single exam room, in the lobbies, et cetera. It's very lively, and it represents the community in which we serve.
It really does. There's a floor-to-ceiling, actually four-story-high glass art installation that was commissioned specifically for it, and it's reminiscent of the Mississippi River running from the first floor all the way to the fourth floor. There's hanging glass mobiles, and you know, it's really cool. And I mean that in all seriousness. I think that a healing environment is so important. And so to have warm spaces, open spaces, art on the walls, I think is a really good thing. And I was in the pediatric clinic, and the chairs are 6 inches high. So, you know, it's been thought with you. I sat in one of those chairs, Denny. I looked like an idiot, but I sat in one of those chairs for a video in the peds clinic. It sits for your children and mine. We're going to run out of time here, but I want to thank Dr. Jeffrey Morkin and Molly Jacques. They are the administrative leaders for our new clinic and specialty center, which opens for its first patient on March 26th in just a few weeks' time. It's on 8th Street between the Park Avenue, directly across from HCMC's world-class emergency department. But this is its own new facility. And if you want to see it, you got a Saturday, you're looking for something to do that's a little bit different and unique, come to Open House. It's March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., underground parking, so you don't have to worry about the elements. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. March 17th is the open house. And for more information, go to hcmc.org/open house.
And coming up on the show next week, what are we going to be doing?
Get your questions ready. You're going to try to stump me. It's an open line show. So we'll talk about all from your texts and your phone calls. And that's an open line show next week.
And if you need a primary care doc, what's the number?
Call us up at 612-873-6963.
Thank you both for being with us. Thank you, doctor. We'll see you again next week for an open line show here on 830 WCCO. 15 degrees here in CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.